What is up, everybody? Welcome to the newest episode of the DCP Internship Podcast. I'm Michaela. We're all in this together. I'm drowning in paperwork. It is currently November 19th, 2019, so I've been accepted into the Disneyland College Program for 2.5 months? Something like that? I'm not sure. Anyway, you haven't really heard from me since my acceptance episode, and that's pretty much because nothing has happened since then. You get accepted, especially me, I got accepted really early on in the process. The applications closed, I want to say just a couple of weeks ago, I don't know the exact day. So I've been accepted for a long time compared to a lot of other people who have been in the process for months or just got NLIC'd or just haven't heard back in so long. So yeah, I've already been waiting for a long time. But things have started to occur. That's why you're hearing my voice. I don't want to bore you with me saying hello and having nothing to talk to you about. That doesn't make any sense. I have received a couple of emails from Disney, and in doing that and opening those, I have had to do a crap ton of really boring paperwork. But I'm here to tell you about it. So the first email I got was on November 12th. And I expected this email because I had seen on the Facebook groups that the local arrivals to the Disneyland College Program, their arrival date is January 8th. And so they received an email on November 8th because that was 2 months before their move-in date, so they got an email. So then I was expecting one on the 12th, and I got one. This email didn't really have a whole bunch for me to actually do. It was a really exciting email. They're congratulating you for getting in and getting ready to start, you know, in processing you. And so what they sent was an arrival checklist. And this, you can't really do anything with it yet. At least I can't. So when you click on the link they give you to the pre-arrival checklist, there are three different things you could go into to look at. There's immediate action, things you can do now to prepare. And then the next one is 30 to 60 days to arrival, things you can do then. And then 10 to 20 days to arrival, things you can do then. So right now I'm kind of in 30 to 60 days, but there's really nothing under that one that I can really do. Anyway, things to do now. Secure employment eligibility documentation. That sounds really scary, but it's not. You just have to bring documents when you actually go in and check in to prove that you are who you are. And so there's a link, and there's A documents and B documents and C documents. So A documents, you bring one, that would be like a US passport or employment authorization document card. I don't know, weird stuff. Passports, foreign passports if you're coming from farther away. I do not have any of those, so I need to go to list B documents, and if you don't have a list A document, you need to have a B one and a C one. Okay, but list B document, driver's license. Pretty much everybody's going to have a driver's license. And then C documents are a social security card, birth certificate, let's see, citizen ID card, things like that. So you just have to bring either a passport, or you bring your driver's license and your social security, or your driver's license and your birth certificate. They just need to prove that you are you and you're not a faker. I don't know. So get ready to bring that. I think most people already have that documentation on hand or in their parents' hand, which is where mine is. So I'm not really worried about that. And then things you can do now, which means 2 months before you go, you can review medical accommodations or religious accommodations if you need them. They have links that you can go into and see what options they have for that and how those forms need to be filled out. I do not have any medical or religious accommodations, so I am not going to click those. Don't need to really do anything with that. The last one that I could do now is make travel plans, which I already have. I'm driving down with my parents and maybe my boyfriend, so we're going to have 4 people in a Mini Cooper, and I have to fit all my stuff in the car, everything I want to take down. I don't think it's going to go well, but we're just going to wait and see, I guess. The one thing I thought was really interesting under the make travel plans is it says check-in can begin as early as 8 a.m. and you will be assigned an arrival time 1 week prior to your arrival date. So I will know what time I need to check in a week before I go, so I'll kind of be able to decide when me and my parents and my boyfriend leave, so I make sure I get there on time. But people who are doing, you know, plane trips to get there are going to have a harder time kind of moving their trip times to align with their check-in. So if I was going on a plane, I would just make sure that I was in Anaheim and could be at Carnegie Plaza as early as 8 a.m. So you'd probably want to fly in the night before. And I'm sure, depending on my check-in date, I will probably be there the night before as well. Unless it's like a 2 p.m. check-in date, then I might as well finish the rest of the drive that morning. 30 to 60 days to arrival. The only thing I really have to do is complete course registration. So for the Disneyland College program, you have to do at least one of the classes. And I am interested in doing the classes, so that's totally fine. It says you will receive a message when the course registration officially goes live. I have not gotten that message, so I'm guessing it's not live right now. And if you click the link that is there, it comes up empty. In terms of actual courses you can, you know, check into. It says 2020 education calendar coming soon. So it does talk about a couple of the courses that they do offer, not when and if they are offering it at that time, but that there are places where you can look at some of the types of classes. A lot of them are Walt Disney World specific because they obviously have more people, they have more classes. I'm going to have less to choose from because I'm at Disneyland and they offer less classes, which is fine with me. The only other two things under the 30 to 60 days before arrival are preparing for the swim test, that's for lifeguards only, and gain approval for school evaluations. So I am working on that currently because I'm using the Disney College program as an internship, but I already knew prior to applying to the program that it was okay if I did it and that it would work, so I don't need to see if it works now. I think it would be dumb if someone decided they were going to do this type of internship and then only see if it worked afterwards. That's not smart. Check first. Most college counselors have heard of the Disney College program because so many people do it. And my advisor has multiple people doing it right now, so it wasn't tough to explain and get the A-OK. So 10 to 20 days to arrival. So for me, I'm checking in January 12th, so that would be the beginning of January, the very end of December. So like, I'm thinking after Christmas, I should be seeing lots of things about actually arriving. 10 to 20 days is when you are able to put in your housing or roommate preferences. For that, I'm pretty sure you just put in their names because Disneyland only has Carnegie Plaza. You can't put in a preference for where you want to live because there's only one place. So just roommates. I have found roommates online on Facebook that I am almost positive I'm rooming with. They seem really nice. One of them actually only lives 3 hours away from me, though I've never met her. So I am not going random. I'm going to plug in people's names and see how that goes. Let's see. Renter's insurance? Required for California participants. I guess I have to secure renter's insurance. You know, I should probably look into that. Medical insurance, I have that. Proper vehicle documentation, I have that. I think everybody should have that in their car if you get pulled over. Post-offer employment assessments. Drug and alcohol test. Look at that. So I guess, that's only for specific roles. I'm guessing I probably will not need to do that because I'm custodial. Maybe that only has to do with people who are, who are handling alcohol. I don't know. The post-offer employment test, I have done that. That was the second email that they sent on the 12th, and I'll talk about that in a second. I'm setting up direct deposit. I was actually a third email that I received. I was able to set up direct deposit. I'll talk to you about that later. It says 10 to 20 days before arrival, pack. Wow. Thanks, Disney. I'm going to pack. And if you're in the culinary program, bring a school-issued knife set. Okay, one thing I thought that was really cool that I wanted to talk about, when you go to this link that they give you. There's a whole bunch of stuff that you can read about what's in the apartments. So for Carnegie Plaza, it tells you about everything that they have in there, especially when you're looking at the kitchen. I was really interested in what would be in the kitchen because I'm an avid cook and baker, and I wanted to know what was in there so I knew what I needed to bring and not to bring. So here's everything they say they have in there as for kitchen. Mixing bowl set, measuring cups, cutting board, spatula, can opener, cutting knife, ladle, serving spoons, cookie sheet, salad plates, coffee cups. That sounds pretty good. I'm concerned that they don't have, like, soup bowls. They have serving spoons, salad plates, and coffee cups. Do they provide bowls? Luckily for everyone who lives in the U.S., you can always go to the dollar store, and they actually have really good bowls for a dollar, so I don't think that's a big deal. But that's nice that they have all of that kitchen stuff, like cookie sheets, that's awesome. Mixing bowls, those are big. Those would not fit in my Mini Cooper with everything else. Cutting board, that's sweet. Cutting knife, love it. I mean, I'm sure a lot of my roommates that I may or may not live with, I probably will, are coming from either Arizona or they already live in California. So I'm thinking they're going to be able to and shift their stuff into the apartment much easier than I am because I'm from far away. Oh, they have cereal bowls. We're good. They have cereal bowls, drinking glasses. Let's see, what else is interesting? Everything in Carnegie comes completely furnished. All of the Disney College program apartments come completely furnished because they know that you're only there for a set amount of time. And also, I don't think they want people moving furniture in and out of there all the time. That would probably damage up the apartments pretty bad. I do know that for Carnegie Plaza, there is a limit. You can bring in furniture, but it has to be of a certain size, as in smaller than something. They don't allow you to bring in big furniture. So in the bedrooms, there's a dresser and a nightstand, two standard twin beds, or one standard twin bed and a bunk bed. Most of the Carnegie Plaza apartments have one bedroom that has two twins and then one bedroom that has a twin and a bunk bed set. It's usually five people to an apartment. I'm not sure how I feel about the bunk bed. I really hope my registration is early so I can get in first, so I can get a room with the two beds as opposed to the three, but you can't really choose because you can't choose your check-in time, so it's up to the Lord above. Dining room, table with chairs, or countertop and bar stools. So I wonder if it ever comes with both, or just one or the other. Living room, couch, chair, two end tables, cable hookup. So it does not look like the apartments come with a television, but that someone will need to bring one if you would like one in the living room. Kitchen appliances, refrigerator with ice maker, stove, oven, microwave, dishwasher. It has a dishwasher. We are saved, everybody. Praise the Lord above. I think that's pretty much everything. I know that Carnegie also comes with washer dryers for your clothes. Though I'm not seeing that right now, but I swear it exists. Ooh, it has stuff about the local area. There's a museum located on the ground floor of Carnegie, showcasing various exhibits from the Smithsonian Institute. Freaking sweet. I didn't know that. Okay, cool. Okay, the practice facility of the Anaheim Ducks, which I'm thinking is a hockey team. There's a grocery store nearby, restaurants and coffee shops. And there's a park. And there's a swimming pool at the park. Pretty cool. The housing complex does not include swimming pools, basketball courts, or tennis courts. We are not that rich, apparently. It's unfortunate. One important thing to mention, it says here, transportation at the Disneyland Resort is not provided, and participants are highly encouraged to bring their own vehicle. Public transportation is a viable option, and it is typically a quick and convenient ride to Disneyland Resort. However, the public transportation may not always coincide exactly with your work schedule. Students choosing to use the public transportation will accrue $1 per day and a free bus pass as part of the Disneyland Resort's Commuter Assistance Program. That's really nice. So you can get the bus rides for free. I'm bringing my own car, as you know. And I know as a cast member, you get free parking, so that's really not an issue. And even on your days when you're not working and you're going in as a guest, you get free parking too, which is super nice. All right. Yep. You must provide proof of insurance. I should probably look into that, don't you think? That should be on my list. Oh, let's see. Should we take a look at the packing list? Anything weird? Yep. You have to bring your own TV. Medical insurance information. They want you to bring dorms boarding pass. Make sure to print and bring your dorms boarding pass and arrival itinerary. I'm sure I will get that later because I do not have that yet. Yeah. Oh, the apartments don't come with a toaster. That's really unfortunate. Or a coffee maker or an alarm clock. All right, cool. So that was the first email that I'd gotten in about 2 months. And I got it then and looked at that. There's really nothing to do with the email. It gives you the checklist and it says good luck. And then the second email I got the exact same day is talking about the post-offer employment test. So there's a link, and at first I was like, I did not know there was a test. Do I need to study for this test? What is on it? But you literally just click it. You click the link and it goes up and it already has like all the information it wants put in. It's like your name. I can't remember if it was your social security or some other type of personal information, but stuff that was already on your application. And so it was already filled in and it just needed you to verify it. So that took like 2 seconds and that was it. And so those were the first two emails that I got in 2 months. And then, 6 days later, yesterday, November 18th, I received another email, and this one was for the hiring portal. Let me see if I can find it. It would probably be good to look at the email as I was. Here it is. And they sent it. Okay, I got it Monday at 2:57 a.m. What? Who? Why? Why? 3 a.m.? Okay, so I'm in Washington, and they're sending it out from Florida. It's 3 hours ahead. So somebody sent it at 5:57 in the morning? I don't know. Anyway, so I got this other email, and it wants you to go into the new hire portal. As part of your onboarding process, you'll need to complete your hire documentation. And so it has a link, and it gives you your username, and then it allows you to create a password if you've never done it before, which I hadn't, so I made a password. And then it brings you into the onboarding webpage. And this is basically all of the documents you have to do to be able to work for them, I guess. So it started with a profile, which was just everything that was pretty much on the application. It was a reviewing of information, and it was making sure it was right. And then there were five little links, and it said not completed, and then once you do it, it'll hit completed. Great. I thought, okay, five things to do, simple. But here's the thing. I finished the five things right, and the last one was payment method election. So this was, how do you want Disney to send your pay checks, you know? So I chose direct deposit, duh. And then after I chose direct deposit, another task came up and it said direct deposit information. I was like, okay. So I plugged that in, and once that was complete, a new task popped up and it said family dependent. And then that asked you if you had anybody who was your dependent and if they would be eligible for getting some of your benefits as a cast member. I didn't know this until I did this paperwork, but apparently if you have children or someone you are taking care of, or if you have been living with someone, like a significant other, and you've been together for more than a year, you can be seen as like a couple as opposed to just being married. Like, you can be seen as a couple if you've been living together and have been together for over a year. You don't have to have the ring on the finger, and so that makes them a spouse to you. And so you can have up to 5 dependents that I think also get your employee benefits of getting in for free, which I did not know that. That is so cool. But I didn't have any dependents, so that didn't really have anything to do with me. And then after that, after I finished that, more stuff came up. There was a confidentiality agreement, standards of business conduct booklet, and all this stuff was like flyers and PowerPoint presentations about information. And some of it, I think they just have to show you because you're working in California, like State of California Sexual Harassment Policy, Paid Family Leave Program Brochure, California, State Disability Insurance Provisions, California. These are just a whole bunch of documents that I think they have to show you. And so you go through it and you read it and then you say you read it and then another one pops up. And that's what I've been doing for the last 45 minutes. I started with 5 and now there are 15, 20, like 25 tasks that I've completed. I started with 5, I thought there were 5. Some of them are very long. The Standards of Business Conduct booklet was very long. The Disney Lookbook came up. I had already read that, so I didn't really have to reread that. There's one called Safety Begins With Me. That one was pretty long. There was stuff on health insurance. There was stuff on medical stuff. Healthy Families Act Compliance Policy. Domestic Violence Notice. Wage Notice. That was cool. The wage notice I enjoyed. It showed you exactly what we were getting paid. I already knew I was getting paid $15 an hour because that's the minimum wage in California, so that's what they're paying us. But now I know that if I go overtime, it's $22.50, and if I get double time, which is that like when you go over 80 hours a week or over 60 hours? I don't know what double time is, but that you get paid $30 an hour, which, wow, I never thought that my time would be worth that much money. But yeah, it was just a whole bunch of annoying stuff, and I'm still going. There's one that's pending because I haven't opened it yet, and it's called Employee Acknowledgement of Documents. And I don't know when it's going to end, and that makes me really sad. One thing that is a positive that's coming out of this onboarding thing is that in your profile, when you're making sure all the information is correct, at the bottom, it asks you your hometown. And if you know about Disney, you know that the hometown goes on your name tag. So your name tag has your first name, and then where you're from, the city and the state. And so I got to pick my hometown. I wasn't sure I was going to be able to pick my hometown because I was born and raised in Tacoma. But then I came to live and go to school in Ellensburg, so I didn't know what I was going to be able to put. But I got to pick. I didn't know we got to choose. So I picked Ellensburg just because I really love this place, and Tacoma, Washington is really known for being shifty and not a safe place. And Ellensburg, like, if you want a hometown that makes you feel good about yourself, it's Ellensburg, so that's what I put. Yeah. Oh, I also learned from the wage thing that paydays are on Thursdays. I didn't know that, but paydays are on Thursdays. They know that you're going to spend all your money over the weekend, so that's why they give it to you on a Thursday. That's really funny. So yeah, that's where I am right now. I am drowning in paperwork. It's really boring. I got a couple emails. Nothing's really happening. We are getting closer, though. I will say that. I'm getting anxiously close. I have 3.5 weeks left of school. And after school ends, I move out of the apartment I've lived in for over 2 years. And then I live with my parents during Christmas time, and then boom, I go to California, and that's it. I'm actually there. I really thought that these 4 months between the end of August and to January were going to be the longest 4 months of my life because I'd be so excited to go. But it's been such a mixture of, one, just regular school stress because, you know, I'm in school. Two, I have taken more hours on in work than I ever have before while I'm done doing school because I know that the Disney College program is probably going to cost me a lot of money. And when I think about like driving down and then buying all the stuff for the apartment that I need and, you know, going the first couple weeks without a paycheck because you don't get paid until a couple weeks, that's just really stressful. So I've been saving a lot of money and working all the hours I can, as well as finishing up my degree. And also the holidays make everything go faster because you're also busy doing holiday stuff and it's just been crazy. And I'm already over halfway done waiting and December's going to go really quick because I only have work slash class until the 15th of December and then literally for a month. From the 15th of December to January 12th, I have no house. I'm going to live with my parents. I have no job because the job I currently have goes with my school's calendar year. So if school's closed, then work is closed. So I have nowhere to work for a month. But I mean, which is great because it's Christmas time. Who would want to work during Christmas time? But that's just a lot of time for me now as an adult to like not work and not get a paycheck. When you're used to having paychecks come on a bi-weekly basis, bi-weekly, is that it? Every 2 weeks, whatever that is. It can be really stressful when you know one isn't showing up. Your bank account gets so much smaller, much more quickly. Anyway, I think that's about all for today. If you have any questions for me or criticisms, or you want to tell me how horrible my podcast is, email me at michaelaphillipsdcp@yahoo.com. If you want to check up on some progress without having to listen to these horrible episodes, you can look at my Instagram, DCP Internship Podcast, at the beginning. Thank you guys for listening. You know I try really hard. I think these will get much more interesting when I actually do the program, because for now I'm still a boring person who doesn't technically work at Disney, because I live in Washington. Anyway, thank you for listening. There should be one of these sooner than the last one came out. There probably won't be another 2 month break because as the days get closer, then I will be getting more of that paperwork that I need to do and I'll be doing housing registration and picking roommates and that stuff will be super exciting, maybe. Thank you guys for listening. I will see you next time. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.